Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Who are the coolest dudes on the planet?
United States veterans.
What's the coolest sport on the planet?
Pro wrestling.
And what would be the coolest podcast on the planet? That would be this one.
U.S. military vets talking pro wrestling.
This is the No Shave Man Cave. Two badass disabled vets sharing their love of pro wrestling, giving you their perspective as fans, talking about current events and matches, history of titles, and who knows what else. Let's do it.
Welcome to the No Shave Men Cave. Now your hosts, Ellie Jair and Jay Tilly.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wrestling fans, sports entertainment fans, welcome to the National High Five edition of the AEW Dynamite review. So happy 420 to everyone. Hope your day is going well. Mine was sort of a mixed bag of sorts, but I tell you, I'm on this side of the dirt and I'm doing all right. Everything is good. Just like my wife is always telling me, she's like, hey, anytime you have a negative thought, you replace it with a positive thought. So I, my friends, my fam, I replace it with wrestling. Oh, yeah. So, you know, that's what we're going to do. We are going to, and when I get ready to touch on a negative, we're going to replace it. So good deal. So welcome to the No Shave Man Cave. I'm Ellie Jair. And today, I tell you, if JT were here, I know what he would be saying right now. He would be saying, yeah, man, I wanted to talk to you about it at work, but I had to hold it in for the show. And he's got to work essentially a double shift. So thoughts and wishes are out to Jay Tilly. So, yeah, man, I wanted to talk to you about it. And I'm like, hey, let's get into it. Me, I look at the commercials. I look at the crowd. Are we going picture in picture after the picture in picture? We're going to jump into a commercial. So now you just lost 4 minutes of an 8 minute match, right? So right off the jump, the crowd is hot. And I'm thinking, okay, we're in Pittsburgh. So they're coming. This episode is coming to us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The Steel City has long been a hotbed for professional wrestling. And for AEW being such a hot show and a ruckus crowd, I mean, Pittsburgh, it's right in there. Philly's probably another good one. So they, you know, the show comes in. It's Wednesday night. You know what that means. Excalibur, this guy today, or, you know, during the episode, my man earned his pay because he was making up names and moves on the fly. Like he was calling a match like they used to back in the day. I used the reference of Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes, and I think that may have been a little too flowery. So if I could retract that. So no, but the crowd was feeling it. The crowd was into it. The you know, the wrestlers look great right off the jump. So I guess we're going to start calling him Jungle Jack, right? So Jungle Jack, hey, I'm the white, you know, the white is undriven snow baby face, and I'm going to do it for these people here. And then did you catch a little bit of that sort of heelish feel that we were getting from Darby? So he was like, oh, you know, he was, you know, getting into some feels. He had Sammy Guevara coming out there, and whoever was in charge of the bleep button, that dude or dudette got paid last night. So they were blocking everything. You know, they could probably use that on the Jets, the Winnipeg Jets. They're in the playoffs. I think they got just about ran out of the building the other night. So anyway. So yeah, so you got Sammy Guevara, you got Jungle Jack, you got Darby Allin in there, and they're all going back and forth, and they're feeling each other out. Oh, I respect you less. Oh, I respect you more. Da 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 da. Right. Well, one of the greatest entrance songs right now is got to be MJF. So when that hits, you're just like, oh, he's about to light someone up, right? So how funny video of MJF coming out to Revolution, and he sees a fan standing ringside or up on along the walkway, and she is well endowed. And back in the day, they used to say she's got big brains. So she, you know, so MJF just motorboats her. I was like, dude, what on earth? Don't make it weird. So anyway, so that's what we had going on. Then, so the promo goes, and it just felt like there was something missing. So I'm, you know, that I leave the, you know, that piece of the episode of the show, I'm like, okay, well, why are they having a Pillars tournament? We're not doing a three-way. So somehow this is going to get all convoluted, right? So Darby gets a pass, and now you're going to see Jungle Jack against Guevara, who has the sweetest kip up in all of professional wrestling right now. So so we cut to commercial, come back, and now we have Ruby Soho, Toni Storm, Britt Baker, and Jamie Hayter. Now, haters are going to hate, but Jamie is bringing it. She is on the top of her game, but you're in Britsburg, so they really played to the crowd, even though there was 7,000 in the crowd or 8,000 in the crowd, I'm not sure how many. And then there was probably 1 million watching. Well, the 1 million watching, me included, I wanted to see our women's world champion really get the shine, because she's the champ. And it seems like every wrestler that gets that title sort of like loses a step. So I don't know who, you know, who we got to talk to get that taken care of, but write that down. That's going to come back a little bit later. So they go through the match. It's a, you know, fairly decent match. Everybody gets their stuff in, but why would you have Hayter and Britt Baker win? And even though it's in Britsburg, you're trying to make this heel faction. You know, Ruby Soho is basically the instigator of this whole thing, right? And now it's like she's the one who got submitted. So she ends up losing the most, you know, street cred, or, you know, for the lack of better terms. So I don't know, you know, I was kind of lost in all of that. So now what JT would say is, well, part of the long-term booking, what they're going to have to do is you got to make someone to advance the storyline. Okay, but I'll counter that with, if we got a submission from Ruby Soho, it felt almost like a blow-off match. Like, okay, it's over. We got Ruby to tap, and that's that. But I think there's more to it, right? So we'll see what comes of it. I'm sure they've got it figured out. We're probably 6 months ahead of all of this before it even hits the airwaves. So good deal. And So we'll see how that all pans out. So then Wardlow comes on. He's now associated with Arn Anderson, and they were talking about Horsemen and all this other stuff. And Arn did the gun thing again, which, you know, was sort of a, you know, rubbed some people the wrong way. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, so now they're in cahoots together. Well, then we get this melee and Brian Danielson is talking on the Teletron about amateurs and professionals and da, 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 da. Well, next thing you know, everybody's getting thumped. Blackpool is out there, and then out comes the Elite, right? So everybody's, you know, everybody's duking it out. You got the one brother whose arm is all jacked up. Yuta is just working that arm of Jackson, just yanking and cranking. And it'll be interesting to see. Now, they do a really good job with the men's storylines. If they would put forth a little bit of effort, I think this would be great. Now, what would be even better, like, you know, say Thunder Rosa, her back injury, they somehow work it into a story. That'd be fantastic. Sort of like what I hope, you know, because it sounds like it's inevitable that CM Punk is coming back. And we're going to have this other show on Saturday called Collision. So my thought is there's going to be another title. And, you know, I don't want to say like Raw and SmackDown because I think they'll make it a little bit different, but because their roster is big enough to do it. But what we were told when ROH was purchased is they're going to keep those two rosters, you know, keep those two rosters, you know, separate. So fingers crossed. So anyway, so the beatdown's going, da, 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 da. Out comes the Secret Hand. That is the handle for Don Callis. If you go on his Twitter account, the Secret Hand, right? So that's basically saying, hey, I'm doing stuff behind the scenes. Not quite Obi-Wan. These aren't the droids you're looking for, but yeah, he's, you know, he's pulling strings in the back and, you know, making things happen. His head looked great, by the way. For those who didn't see it, if you Google Don Callis busted open, he was split. I mean, it was bad. And they showed a video where the doctor was like working the skin and ugh. So, but yeah, so he looked good. He comes down, he's got a chair and the Elite are getting beat down. And it looks like Brian Danielson is going to stab Omega with a screwdriver. And, you know, anytime you get Moxley involved, there's a really good chance that there's going to be blood, right? So Danielson pulls out the flathead screwdriver, starts making a move. Hey, you know, we're professionals, da, 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 da. Don Callis comes down. He's got a chair. He's got his dress shoes. I'm surprised he didn't slip. He goes to the back, and he grabs Takeshka. And this dude comes rolling in and cleans house. So now you have this great story, excellent build. I almost think that if, you know, there was a way for Don Callis to be in the match, because I think something's going to happen with that. Because he looks like, you know, he looks like he could still go. I don't know if he was dealing with any injuries at the end of his career or whatever. But so now you've got Omega, the Elite, Takeshka, and Cowboy. So there's your five. And now we just need one more to hop in with the Blackpool. And, you know, we'll see who that fifth member is. Now, here's where JT would say, well, it's probably going to be CM Punk. And if it's CM Punk, and it would sort of fit in because the Combat Club, he did the UFC thing. It didn't go very well, but it's whatever. So, you know, this would be a super interesting storyline that really, really could make some serious money. And, you know, the whole social media bit and, you know, CM Punk and Jericho going back and forth and said basically that CM Punk said about Jericho, you said you could work with anyone because it's all about making money, right? Well, Jericho replies with, well, not everyone. And you're like, shoot. So it'll be interesting, very, very interesting to watch that whole piece sort of work itself out, because there is absolutely going to be something there. So if, you know, they're going to split the roster, we're going to have Collision, we're going to have Dynamite, and you essentially have five nights a week where you will have Dark Elevation, Elevation, Dynamite, All Access, Collision. So there's, you know, there's five shows, I think, and Rampage. So All Access would come after Dynamite, and then you'd have, you know, and you'd have Rampage. So Elevation, Dark Elevation, Collision, Dynamite, Rampage. Five shows. On top of the Ring of Honor, on top of the quarterly pay-per-views, And that's, I mean, that's a fair amount of wrestling. Now, granted, three of those shows are only an hour long. And then one of them, so you have Dark Elevation, Elevation, and Rampage. Those are each an hour long. So that's like one Monday Night Raw. Then you have 2 hours of Dynamite and Collision. So there's 7 hours. And then you're going to have an hour of All Access. So there's 8 hours. That's like one entire workday where you're going to sit down and just, yub, 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 like Kobayashi, you're just going to take it all in, right? So we'll see what happens. I'm here for it. I JT loves him some AEW, loves him some CM Punk, and is, you know, he's got it all fantasy booked at Wembley. So I'm not going to count it out. I think something's going to happen, and we are all going to be better for it, because, you know, this little wrestling thing is, you know, it's for the fans. So now we get a couple of man meat slapping hogs that are just hosses, I guess I should have said.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are going to get it on for the TNT title. So you have Hobbs coming out, and you had Arn ringside, and you had Wardlow already in the ring. And out comes Hobbs. They start slugging it out. And they you come back from the break. There was a really long commercial. They're out ringside, they're doing all this stuff, and you see QT Marshall start to get involved, and then you get Penta makes his way out there. Arn does the gun thing, and QT bolts. Now you have just Hobbs and Wardlow in the ring. Next thing you know, boom, bada, bang, you get the power bomb. You didn't get a symphony, but you got a power bomb. And you got yourself a TNT champion. So there it is. So there's the third. That's his third reign, right? So kudos to Wardlow. And he's, he's the TNT champion. So we'll definitely see what he can do. Hopefully that title, like I said, when Hobbs won it, I was hoping that he would hang on to it for a little bit. But that wasn't in the cards. And it's whatever, right? So now cut to a commercial again. And then we come back and we have a bit where MJF and Guevara make a deal. And again, you know, you can feel, say, do, talk about however you want to talk about it. This is just, it's just a matter of time. This is going to implode. And just like every other time, MJF, you know, kind of gets over on, you know, whoever they're, you know, sort of dealing with. Then you have the debut of Jay White. Now, I've heard and read some stuff where they were like, yeah, you should have had this on Rampage. You should have given this, had this be different, or just have him do a squash match. Or so I wouldn't put Jay White against Commander, because Commander is now All Elite. Brand New is a up-and-coming character. I would have had one of the Pittsburgh locals from the, you know, local wrestling school right there, and just have him come in and just wear him out. Well, that wasn't the case. So we had a pretty fair match, and, it's whatever. So the match comes and goes. Jay White seemed like he was having to help Commander. So we'll have to figure out what's going to happen, you know, what's going to happen with that. Jericho, Adam Cole, now they go face to face. There was a backstage piece as well, and with the Briscoe brother, and you know, Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal, and they were, everybody was backstage, whatever. So then I was sort of confused, almost lost what was going on, because it seemed like there was so much talking. And I didn't, like, next thing I know, we get Jeff Hardy and the Jeff and Matt Hardy are sitting there talking about what they're going to do. And it just, you know, what should have happened is the, for this piece where Cole and Jericho were going to be face to face, and then it just completely implodes, and Britt Baker comes down, slaps Jericho in the face, and then out come Toni Storm, Saraya, and Ruby. And they put a whooping on her. And I was listening to one of the other shows, and Bully was talking about, or it might have been Tommy Dreamer talking about, that needed to breathe a little bit. I was so confused, and it ended almost just as it was really beginning, because they should have let that thing breathe. And I even tweeted sort of midway through the show, take your time, let it breathe, because this, you know, this had a making of, you know, to be one of the best AEW shows. So I would say out of the 2 hours, you know, if you add it all up, it's probably like a segment and a half was not like a 4.5-5 beer show. But it just, this whole piece, they were in her hometown. She could have taken the L. She took the title. She took a shot to the head with the title. She could have sold that, come out, and she comes out to, you know, stop whatever was going on with Adam Cole. She's got her head wrapped, and I thought that was a really good point. Then they show her with her head wrapped, or she's got like a bandage or something because she got cut open, and then she comes out and just gets thumped. Bam, straight to social media, start selling it. They do a great job, the Being Elite and everyone. You know, that whole entire locker room really does social media right. I think the Bucks are, and it might just be they're just a little more technically savvy with, you know, and they're allowed to, you know, be a little more open on social media. Hey, speaking of being allowed, real quick, really cool thing. I dropped it on our Twitter. Looks like WWE and Twitch are going to have a deal that will be friendly for the wrestlers, which I think is super cool. So now you're going to be able to see the WWE superstars. I thought they were going to be called wrestlers, but it's whatever. You're going to be able to see them on Twitch. So I think we're going to have to fire up a Twitch account and see what they got going on. I think that'd be pretty cool. So now, from what I was reading and hearing and stuff, there were some production issues, and people, producers and referees were screaming, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. So I guess that's why they didn't have the time to let Britt breathe a little bit, or, you know, let the situation with her getting kendoed, you know, let it breathe a little bit. It looked like, and she's dealing with a back injury, so she gives up her back and just gets schwacked. So props to Britt for taking a huge one for the team, even with a bad back. So now we have the Acclaim and the Jericho Appreciation Society. So as Britt was being whisked up, the JAS and Acclaim were coming down. And the Acclaim, that old boy's last rap, talking about, I'll kick you in the chest like I'm Draymond Green. Too soon, right? But no, so it was pretty slick, and the Acclaim get the victory. Now, this is kind of coming to an end, and we won't have the JAS much longer, but it's whatever. And it's all part of a larger story. So the Acclaim, great tag team. I like how they're sort of away from the tag team championships right now, and let FTR get a couple of wins, defend the title for a little while, see what happens at Wembley, if they're going to be defending the title or they will be they'll be in like a four-way, you know, an eight-man tag or something if CM Punk is back. So that, you know, that definitely, as JT would say, would be, that'd be a chef's kiss for him. And, you know, all intents and purposes, it looks like CM Punk is going to come back. They're going to have Collision. They're going to split the roster, and you'll have essentially two different AEW wrestling events that, you know, if they're doing house shows and stuff. And the whole thing is because CM Punk and the Elite allegedly have not agreed or been able to, you know, come together and agree that they're going to do business together. Again, you know, JT would be saying, you know, AEW knows how to work everybody. They're not wrong, right? So I think, you know, I think there's where there's smoke, there's fire. And I haven't heard anything good coming out of the camp of, you know, as far as the agreement and the, you know, comfort level with CM Punk. So, you know, get it together, man. You're leaving a lot of money on the table, and there's absolutely not, it's not necessary. So, you know, for the fans, you know, you're not just doing it for me or for every, you know, 10 million fans, 10 million, 20 million wrestling fans. Obviously you're doing it for yourself to get your fix, to make some money, provide for your family. And now you have like second and third, you know, other projects that you can do, go make money or go make movies, go, you know, do music, whatever. And, you know, have your own brand, essentially, like the Bella Garcia's now they've got a show that's it's all about like bar games. And then you have All Access is going to slowly start making all of those wrestlers more of a household name. And then, you know, they're going to go off and start doing movies and like John Cena and Batista. And for a long time, too, the Edge was in, he was doing TV and movies and stuff. So he was in a long running series where he played a Viking, like he was in charge of a town and he kind of went delirious, but whatever. So it was a good show. But yeah, I mean, that's, you know, what their calling is going to be when their bump card is full, like what JT says. So it's just a matter of time. And I think if they could get their stuff all in one bag, then they could make money together. They could fill Wembley 3 straight days in a row. If you put Punk on a card, if you put MJF on a card, and you have, you know, some of the women that are on that roster, absolutely, you know, you've got the Saraya's and you've got the Jamie Haters, and you know, there's just so much money to be made. Obviously you'll see some of the Ring of Honor folks as they blend in. So I mean, everything will get back right with AEW. It's just they've got to get this next show and they've got to get CM Punk back in the locker room, get everything settled down, everybody stops, you know, with the rumors and stuff. And we'll be good. So now we get into the Pillars tournament match, which was really, really good. And Sammy Guevara is one of those guys that can either, you know, play the second fiddle in the ring and just follow the lead, or, you know, he can sort of run the match. And this one felt like Sammy Guevara was the ring general and Jungle Jack was sort of, you know, trying to keep up. He's doing much better on the mic. And I'm not, you know, he's still, obviously, all the guys over there on 8, not all of them, but a lot of them, you know, are still kind of green. They're not getting as many reps as what you're seeing with the WWE guys, because they're only doing a selected number of house shows and stuff like that. So they go, and the match is just really, really good. They had some moves in there that I had never seen, and Excalibur pulled out whatever name he called it, the sideways flapjack or whatever, and it was it was just phenomenal. It was the craziest thing, and a little bit of a distraction for Guevara by MJF. And Now Sammy Guevara moves on. So now next week you will have Sammy Guevara versus Darby Allin to compete against MJF for the AEW championship. Now they made a deal to be buddies, to be friends. So we'll see, you know, because now what? You think he's going to just be able to do the finger and Guevara is going to drop down and do the job? I don't know. So finally, the show is over. The crowd was into it, but it was just a real, like, it just didn't, nothing was breathing. Everything was just jammed in. He had a couple of pitchers. The crowd was feeling it. So I don't know what was happening afterward or before, but on TV, it was really, really rough. So I gave it 3 beards, not a terrible show, not nearly as bad as what the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania was. And I think that'll be the bar of how terrible a wrestling show can be. So, but hey, we got a pretty decent showing. We got to see Commander Jay White had his debut. Wardlow is your new TNT champion. And it didn't look like anyone got seriously injured. So that's always a good thing. I'd be interested to see what Britt Baker's back looks like after taking all those kendos. So great job to the women, though. I think, I like that they're getting more story time. And I think it's going to continue to flourish. And that, I think that's a really good thing. So all that to say, I gave it 3. I'm guessing Jay Tilly will give it 4, and he'll explain it to us in a completely different way. But my WWE brain slapped it with a 3. But all in all, not a bad show. Excalibur earned his money, and let's hope that the Saturday edition of Rampage is everybody gets their chance to breathe a little bit. So. Hey, fans. Hey, fam. Like I say every time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and I'll see you on the floor.
You've been listening to the No Shave Man Cave.
If it's pro wrestling, we're talking about it. Unless we see something shiny and wander off into the woods. If you hang around long enough, we'll eventually come back. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Fire off your comments and be sure to leave us a 5-star rating, and we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hit us up on Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at No Shave Man Cave. Y'all be cool, and we'll see you next time on the floor.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.